السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم، ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن، ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب، بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان، ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. The verse of the glorious Quran, which I had the privilege to recite before you, is a verse from Suratul Hujurat. In this verse, as well as the subsequent verses of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directed our attention towards certain habits and certain actions which, as believers, we should refrain from. We should ensure that we do not carry out these particular acts. So from amongst them, the very first action which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O believers, لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. A group of people or an individual should not make fun out of another group of people or another individual. So the act from which we are being prevented is making fun out of others. This is the first act which has been mentioned here. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, that do not address another person with a trait, with a quality, or with a word which they will not like. And number three, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ, do not name call people. Do not call people with names or with nicknames which they do not like. The gist of these actions is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us to refrain from doing anything which will cause another person inconvenience. And this is a very important aspect of our lives. It is a very important department of the religion of Islam. That when we live in this world, then we live in such a way that through our actions and through what we say, we do not cause any inconvenience to others. Nobody should be cause any inconvenience due to our actions, and likewise due to our words, our statements. And this is the gist of what is known as adabul mu'ashara, the etiquettes of social life. Normally, when we think of our deen and our religion, and when we think of an individual who is religious or who is pious, our minds only go to the aspect of ibadah and worship. So if a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, he is always seen performing salah, or he is always seen reciting the Quran, he is always fasting, he spends a lot in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the thought crosses our mind that this person is extremely pious. Whereas ibadah and worship, this is only 1/5 of Islam. It's only 1 of the 5 branches of Islam. Together with ibadah, a person has to also be aware of mu'amalat, his dealings and his transactions. That are his dealings and his transactions throughout his life, are they in conformity with the teachings of Islam? His aqaid and his beliefs, are they in conformity with the teachings of Islam? Husn-e akhlaq and good characteristics, does he possess the good characteristics, the husn-e akhlaq of the heart? Or is his heart filthy and impure with the evil traits? For example, pride is an evil trait. And humbleness is a good characteristic of the heart. So a person, he will either be proud or he will be humble. He will either possess the good trait of humbleness, or he will possess the evil trait of pride. So this is just one example of husn-e akhlaq and good characteristics. So likewise, there is also one branch of Islam which is known as mu'ashara, social life. And the likes of Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullahu ta'ala, has written an entire work on this particular subject, highlighting all the different adab and etiquettes which a person has to be mindful in the different aspects of his life. That when he is with his spouse, what are the etiquettes? When he is with his children, what are the etiquettes? When a person is in the masjid, what are the etiquettes? When a person is out in the public, what are the etiquettes? Etiquettes regarding everything. And the gist of adabul mu'ashara is that we live our life in such a way that another person, none of his rights are violated. He has never caused any inconvenience by what we do or what we say. For example, a person goes to somebody's house. Now, when we go to somebody's house, the teachings of Islam, they are that we are allowed to knock on the door 3 times. We are not allowed to knock on the door more than 3 times. Number 1. Number 2, We do not have permission to enter another person's room or another person's house without their permission. And number three, we should greet with salam before we enter the room or before we enter the house. Number four, we should inform the person as to who we are when we are asking for permission to enter. This can all be established from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, once a companion, he asked for permission to enter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that, "Who are you?" So this individual replied, "Ana." He said, "It's me." So he was under the impression that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize me by my voice. So the narrator of the hadith says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said that, "Ana, ana," that I, as if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked his answer. In other words, if you just say it's me, how is the person inside going to know what me refers to? In other words, say your name. Make it clear who you are. So first of all, we have to inform the person so they know who it is. And when we thereafter ask for permission to enter, then there will be one of two types of houses. In the houses that we live in, we have doors and the doors are locked, they are closed. So we either knock on the door or we ring the doorbell. And in places, in the third world countries, for example, normally what happens is during the morning, the doors are opened. And thereafter, the doors, they remain open throughout the day. In places like India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, this is the norm, especially in the villages. So people, they don't practice upon this. What they do is they just enter. They don't ask for permission. They don't greet with salam. They just enter the house. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even during his time, when the doors would be open like this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also, he would not enter the house. From outside, he would say, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, a'adkhul." So he would greet the person with salam, and after greeting with salam, he would say, "May I enter?" He would ask for permission. And the reason he would ask for permission is because this command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. That, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum, hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha." That, "O believers, do not enter another person's house until you seek permission and until you greet them with salam." So we are not to enter anybody's house until we have not greeted them with salam and until we have not asked for permission. And asking for permission does not mean that you ask for permission and then you enter. Asking for permission means you ask for permission and you only enter when you are granted that permission. Otherwise, some people say that, "Well, I've greeted salam and asked for permission and then I entered." No, the whole purpose of asking for permission is you need the permission before you can enter. And this goes for rooms also within our houses. If we know that this particular room belongs to my brother, then you are not to just enter the room without asking for permission. So do not enter anyone's house or anyone's room until you greet them with salam and you ask for permission. And further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, "فَإِن لَّمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ." That if you don't find anybody in the house, Either someone is not in the house or someone is in the house, but they are not giving you permission. They are not replying. Then لا تدخلوها. Do not enter it. But it doesn't even end here. The Quran further says that وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. If they were to say to you that at this moment in time you are not welcome, then you should return from there. And you should not inside harbor any hatred for that person that I went to his house and he told me to return. You shouldn't think to yourself that why didn't he let me come to his house? Because it's his house, so it's his right. So if he doesn't want you to be there for whatever reason, he doesn't need to give you a reason also. This is his right. So we should return happily. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on one occasion, he went to the house of one of his companions and he greeted him with salam. And after greeting him with salam, he asked that, "A'adkhul, may I enter?" There was no reply. He asked for a second time. Again, there was no reply. He asked for a third time. When there was no reply on the third occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he turned away from there and he began to return home. So this sahabi, he quickly came out of the house. And he welcomed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and expressed his privilege that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is entering into my home. This is a great privilege for me. And thereafter he explained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the first time you greeted with salam and asked for permission, I heard you. But the reason why I did not reply to the salam and the reason why I didn't give you permission is because this thought crossed my mind that I am gaining the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, "Assalamu alaykum, may peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullah, and may the mercy of Allah be upon you. Wa barakatuh, and may Allah Ta'ala's blessings be upon you." So I thought to myself that I am gaining these du'as and my whole family are gaining these du'as. So let me remain silent so that as many times the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam greets with salam, I will gain these du'as. So 3 times I gained your du'as. If I granted you permission the first time, I would have only gained the du'as once. And after the third occasion, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to leave, this is when I thought that now I need to call the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam into my house. So we need to greet with salam, we need to ask for permission, and if no permission is granted, then after the third time, this is not the time to now look through the letterbox. This is not the time to peep through the window. And if you think that they may be upstairs, then you don't pick up pebbles and start throwing them on the window. This is all against the teachings of Islam. And even when it comes to knocking, you knock like how a normal person knocks. You ring the doorbell how a normal person rings the doorbell. That if they want you to enter, then they'll open the door. You are just informing them that I have come here. And some people, they will put their finger on the doorbell and just leave it there. And they will continue to ring for an entire minute. And they say, "This is still number one. I've still got 2 lives remaining." We find these things funny, but look how low we've stooped as Muslims. And then we think to ourselves that why do people not respect us Muslims and why do they speak bad about us and why is there Islamophobia? So before blaming anyone else, let us first blame ourselves. That we've left the beautiful teachings of Islam, that we can't expect other people to say Muslims are good people. And this is just one example I've given. Those who are on the night and masjid WhatsApp group will know that after many announcements, finally they've had to now put volunteers outside for parking. So this parking issue is something which we find throughout the entire world, wherever you have a masjid or a madrasa or some Islamic event. On one side, a person's coming to the masjid to perform Jummah Salah, but on the other side, he's breaking the law of the country. So when we park our cars, we should park our cars in such a way which, number one, is in accordance to the law of the country. And number two, we should park our cars in such a way that we are not going to cause any inconvenience to anyone else. You know, this is basic teachings for any basic human being, be it a Muslim or a non-Muslim, which shouldn't even be need to be mentioned on the day of Jumu'ah from the mimbar. But again, this is our level, that the imams have to talk about things like this now. To abide by the laws of the country, this is also necessary for a Muslim. When we live in this country, then we have agreed to abide by the laws of this country. This country is giving us something, and we in return have to give the country something also. It's not that you just benefit from all the benefits that this country has, and we don't give anything in return. So this is also something which a Muslim has to do, that you've decided to live in the UK, so you will have to abide by the laws of the UK now. This is why the great ulama, the likes of Hazrat Mufti Rafi Usmani Sahib, rahimahullahu ta'ala, when he would come from Pakistan, he would have lectures in different parts of the UK. So sometimes when the driver would see that we are running late, he would put his foot down. So Mufti Rafi Sahib would ask him that, what's the speed limit on this particular road? And then he would say to the driver that you are not to drive faster than whatever the speed limit is, because that is breaking the law of the country. And as a Muslim, we are not allowed to break the law of the country. These were our elders. So parking on double yellow lines, whether a traffic warden tickets you or not, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ticket you. And you will be questioned there that, why did you break the law of a country? And if by parking in a place which causes inconvenience to somebody, number one, you are causing inconvenience to others. Number two, if a non-Muslim was to look at this, then what perception of Islam are we giving to the non-Muslims? That these are Muslims, look at them, look at how they park their cars. So we should keep this in mind throughout our lives, that whenever we do something, don't be selfish. We live in a very selfish world today. So everyone just thinks about themselves. We should think about everyone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us through his life and through his teachings that he would think of each and every person before doing something. Aisha radiallahu anha says that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would leave the house, or he would enter the house during the night time, he would greet with salam in such a way that those who are awake, they would hear the salam and they would be able to reply to his salam. So they don't feel deprived, that we were deprived of the salam of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he would think of them also. But at the same time, he would do the salam with such a voice that those who are sleeping are not disturbed. So he would keep both in mind. So this is adabul mu'ashara. This is the etiquettes of social life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to go through the etiquettes of social life. We should try and get the copy of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi's work, adabul mu'ashara, etiquettes of social life. And if daily we were to just read one etiquette also, inshallah, this will benefit us greatly. And the main point to keep in mind is before doing something, think to yourself that by doing this, am I going to be causing someone inconvenience or not? And if the answer is yes, I am, then don't do it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability and the realization. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers are requested to stand up and make the rows. Stand close together and fill in all the empty gaps. Azan did.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Brothers are reminded that tomorrow, after Asr Salah, our weekly Darse Quran will take place. So all brothers are requested to participate. And on your way out, you are requested to also donate generously towards the running cost of the masjid. So.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا على الصلاة، هيا على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين.